Right here in Wisconsin on the UW-Madison campus, researchers are hard at work developing the engine of the future, one that could eventually end up in your new car.
Our next guest is one of those researchers. His latest project could be a game changer. His team is developing a technology they're integrating into a diesel engine with a twist, the result being an engine that's 10 to 15% more efficient than anything currently on the road, with some additional benefits as well.
We're joined right now in studio by Rolf Reitz. He's a professor of mechanical engineering at UW-Madison. Rolf, welcome to Central Time.
Good afternoon.
So as I understand it, the system we're working on, it has a complicated name. I'm going to let you tell us what RCCI is and how it works.
So it stands for Reactivity Controlled Compression Ignition. And it's a variant of a technology that was also actually explored at the University of Wisconsin maybe 30 years ago called Homogeneous Charge Compression Ignition, which is HCCI. And we've got a twist on that, calling it RCCI.
I see. So what makes this engine different?
So what makes it different is that we can operate with low temperature combustion. Low temperature combustion is kind of the one of the desired features of the combustion process, because it emits lower amounts of nitric oxide, which is a smog-producing pollutant from combustion engines. And at the same time, we've developed a method of making it soot-free, or in other words, without the particulates that you would see from a diesel engine or an older diesel engine without after-treatment.
Now, how do you get rid of the soot?
So what we do is we operate the engine very well mixed. In other words, the fuel is introduced into the combustion chamber early in the compression stroke, so that by the time combustion starts, you don't have rich or fuel-rich pockets of fuel, which is really the source of unburnt fuel and particulates or soot.
And in terms of what exactly goes into this engine, it's not just diesel and it's not just gasoline. You've got a little of both. And this is something that's a bit new, isn't it?
That's correct. So we call it reactivity controlled. And the reason for that is that gasoline, surprisingly, is actually a very unreactive fuel. And it requires a spark plug to ignite it in general. Whereas diesel is a much more reactive fuel, not requiring a spark plug, but instead just it will ignite under compression. So by blending these two fuels together, what we can do is arrange that the diesel fuel essentially times the combustion process, and the gasoline fuel determines how long the combustion process occurs. So having that extra degree of freedom allows you to really optimize the combustion process.
And you're doing road tests on this already, right?
That's right. So we did the preliminary work actually with computer modeling. Then we went to single-cylinder research engines, then multi-cylinder engines like in your car. And then finally, we've implemented it in a vehicle. And we are undergoing tests right now. This is an electric hybrid car with a diesel engine that's been adapted to have two fuels, gasoline and diesel.
What was that process like, getting the engine fitted and installed into this? I guess it's a 2009 Saturn.
That's correct. Actually, it was a wonderful opportunity for our students, because we covered the whole range, all the way from, you know, the math of computer modeling all the way to a practical vehicle and getting it running on the road. We've had it tested also at the Oak Ridge National Labs on their chassis dynamometers, and also at Ford. So this has been an exciting project, involving, you know, undergraduate and graduate students at the Engine Research Center.
Looking for clean, efficient functioning is the holy grail here. How clean and efficient is this new version?
So there's another thing that you have to account for, and that's cost. Currently, to clean up the exhaust, say, on a diesel engine, can cost almost as much as the engine itself, with the requirement of special after-treatment technologies. With this approach, we don't need those after-treatment systems to the same extent as is needed in, say, a diesel truck or a diesel car. And this reduces the cost of the engine significantly. So we can meet the federally mandated, EPA-mandated emission regulations without the need for expensive after-treatment. In addition to that, we see these fuel economy benefits, where the engine operation is 15% or so more efficient than a diesel engine and way more efficient than a gasoline engine. We're talking, you know, maybe 50% improvement over a gasoline engine.
That's quite something. So if this thing is in not just Saturns but other vehicles, what is it going to change?
Well, you may be familiar with President Obama's initiative to create a 54.5 mph standard for cars by 2025. This vehicle we've already demonstrated can do 50 mph, and that's just with our preliminary demonstration runs and so on here at the university, without teams of development engineers as you would find at a car company.
Ralph, I want one of these in my car. How long is it going to take?
Well, the industry is, first of all, you have to remember when you buy a car, typically you keep one for 10 years or so before you think about buying a new one. So it takes a long time to phase in a new concept. We are working to try to get this as one of the alternatives that is being explored by the automotive companies. So we have actually a participation of a consortium of company members who are all looking at the technology. We're hoping that it will, be competitive against some of the other options, which are, we think, much more expensive and not as efficient.
Well, congratulations on your engine. I wish you luck.
Thank you very much.
That was Ralph Reitz. He's a professor of mechanical engineering at UW-Madison, talking about his new combustion engine, more efficient and cleaner.